when people see this, they're going to be up in arms.
Mr. Maddox, for your fellow slaves on this collective plantation.
Mr. Maddox, we won't use words like steal when we're in a government body.
Thank you very much.
But with that, we move to Jeff Maddox. Mr. Maddox.
Please, Massa. Massa, please do not rob me anymore.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the bicycle, pedestrian, and greenway plan, otherwise known as central planning under the guise of sustainability and climate change. This report that you see is all-encompassing and very, very, very long. It's 88 pages altogether. It was planned again by NGOs. Let's see, here we go with Eat Smart, Move More, that nice NGO that loves us so much. Healthy South Carolina Initiative. Now, this is a wonderful thing. You guys like this green stuff, don't you? And then prepared by Alta, another one of these planning places, so central planning, and it's privatizing central planning, so government comes to them and pays them, these NGOs come to them and pay them all to plan our future, and then help propagandize us into believing that these are our plans. Of course, the bicycle, pedestrian, and greenways plan, they always come up with these. They're everywhere. Go look on again. Go search. Use whatever central planning search engine, deep state search engine like Google, and punch it in, and you'll see all these wonderful plans, just one after the other, North Carolina, Arkansas, Florida. You could name it, that's where they're at. We will build it and they will come. What they'll do is they're gonna build all these bike paths and greenways and have mass transit and green highways and all. And then they're gonna start to make it a little bit more expensive for you to use a vehicle. They'll raise the taxes. The property taxes, they'll raise the taxes on gasoline, they'll continue to make it higher and higher for you to drive in order to push you, nudge you into riding a bicycle or walking or using the bus. They're also going to control the density of the population. Right in here it talks about how zoning laws, using zoning ordinances to begin to restrict where houses are going to be built, the density of the housing, giving incentives for affordable housing, which usually means packed in there housing. They talk about zoning laws to make green areas and taking easements and putting little bike paths down little power lines and all. So you'll have bike paths coming. I'm telling you, people, how many bicycles you see flying off the shelves at Walmart? How many times do you go down the road and there's a guy riding a bicycle? There's not thousands and thousands of people riding bicycles. How in the world are they going to nudge you into riding bicycles when you can get in a car? It's a lot easier to go to the food line, pack that car full of your groceries, go home and unload it, than it is to bicycle that thing with a wagon behind it. Now, why do you think they're talking about this? This has nothing to do with it. This has nothing to do with your freedom, your liberty, or any of that. walking is, they say walking and biking is healthy. Well, duh. We all know that. But we don't go walking and bicycling all to work and school and all that. Why? Well, who's going to make it? If they build it, are you going out there and ride a damn bicycle to work at all? Of course not. So why are they doing it? They're going to have to force you to do it. And force can be in deceptive ways. They can make you spend so much, make everything so high, and your pay never keep up to the point you will have to ride a damn bicycle. That's what this is about. Environmental benefits. They talk about less pollution and more green space for the animals. Well, duh, if you hadn't got cars, of course you got. But see, guess what? CO2 is a greenhouse gas. And if you're riding a bicycle, you're putting out a whole lot more CO2 than if you're just standing there. Or if you're sitting on the couch like a couch potato, watching Fox News or CNBC. It'd be better for them to force you to ride bicycles than to watch that crap. So, what they'll do is, they say that you could save money by bicycling and being a pedestrian. No car, no gas, no insurance, no property tax. If you don't own a car, you don't pay for no gas, you don't pay for no insurance, and you don't pay for no property tax. So if they make all those more expensive, you're not going to have a car. Save the planet. And that's what you're talking about. Yep, sure does. But this is nothing. This is nothing. If you want to know more about this, you can look it up. You can do a little bit of education yourself instead of edumacation by the mainstream media and these clowns writing this crap here. Now, my kind of counsel, Julie Burns, and Sammy Tucker, and Ben Connell, and the Three Stooges, they're collectivists. And this is what they're going to, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, they're all the same damn thing. They think that government's the answer to everything, and individual it does not mean anything. Now, they tout that it's free and all that, but that's bull crap. They don't believe it. I want to show you something else. Building utopia requires the individual to sacrifice himself to the collective, and the collective comes to tax his land, tax his bed, tax the table at which he's fed, tax his tractor, tax his mule, teach him taxes are the rule, tax his work, tax his pay, if he works for peanuts anyway, tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat, tax his ties, tax his shirt, tax his work, tax his dirt, tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his cigars, tax his beers, if he cries, tax his tears. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more, tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, do not relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax. So let me ask you something. Are you free? Do you really believe that you're free? At every aspect of your life is regulated. What kind of light bulb you might use, what kind of toilet you got to use, how you got to build your house, You got to pay for everything. Look at what you're taxed. You're taxed on your cigarettes. You're taxed on your beer. You're taxed on your food. You're taxed on your car. You're taxed every which way you turn. Are you free? How did we get here? We were supposed to be built on individualism, the rights of the individual. Remember that when they were teaching you in government education? That might be, you wouldn't think that the government teaching your young people to love government wouldn't do something to individuals. Was America founded on individualism, or was it founded on collectivism? Now, collectivism has infiltrated like a cancer into our nation over the last 150 years. It may have been a cancer from the beginning, because it looks like in history that all governments end up in the same place. This collectivist nightmare. What they call the greater good. The greater good and the general welfare. Those two terms seem a lot similar. One's from the communist, and the other is from the Constitution. Now, are those two things similar to you? The greater good and the general welfare. They seem similar to me. What do you think? So why does government turn to collectivism? Why? Because government must create a people dependent on it. That way they can stay in power. That way they can control the people. That way they can grow. That way they can get more and more and more of your labor. So they have to create dependence. What do they do that in? Well, who would build the roads? Everybody out there, including yourself, probably says, without government, who would build the roads? That's the number one thing people talk about. That's the number one collectivist idea. That's what drills it down. That's what the basic argument is for collectivism. Out of that comes everything else. The courts. Who would settle disagreements? Policing. Who would protect us all from the crackheads and the speeders? Building codes. Who would protect us from these shoddy builders building houses that fall down on people and all? Welfare. Who would give the poor people health care or eat better today cards? Social Security. Oh, who would take care of grandma? Well, we all know that's a damn Ponzi scheme. They've already robbed that. It never was intended to be a security net. Thousands and thousands and thousands of subsidies and grants for farmers and builders and all sorts of airplane builders and the military industrial complex and all. Why? To create dependence. Dependence on government. So the government can stay in power and rob you to death. Collectivism. The greater good. Not the individual. The individual does not own anything. The state owns you. Ask yourself, who owns you? If you don't control yourself, if you can't control your human actions, and they control it, do not own yourself. You are owned. And here in Kershaw County, you are owned first by the county council, who can force you to do anything they want, like greenways and pedestrian bikeways and all kinds of crazy crap. And they force you to pay for it. The state then above them, and then the federal government above them. And then in a lot of cases, it's soft policy, Agenda 21, the United Nations. So you don't own crap. You don't even own yourself. They tax your clothes, they tax everything. Next thing you know they want a carbon tax. Well, what are they gonna do then? The next thing you know, they're gonna charge you for breathing. You can't tell me you own yourself. Individualism, you own yourself. You have the rights. Now, the Constitution tells you that, but in reality, do you have any rights at all? If you got any at all, they're very little anymore. Look what they've done to every single Bill of Rights. Every single right in. Collectivism, that's always communism, fascism, socialism, republicanism, democracy, republicrat, and demopublican. Republicans and Democrats only agree, they agree on everything. Collectivism is the basic foundation of bipartisanship when it comes to politics. Collectivism. It doesn't matter if it's Republican and Democrat. This is more of a fascist, a Republican, and this is more of a communist and a Democrat. But they're Creek cousins. And they're so close together, they're retarded. These people are crazy. It always leads to the same thing. It always leads to the same place of slavery and mass murder, and we're in the slavery part. You own yourself, and as long as you do not do damage to somebody else's stuff or their person, you can do whatever you want. That's freedom. That's freedom. We don't have that. We were supposed to be that. And through public education, when we let the government train our kids, generation after generation after generation after generation, for 150 years, look what we got. We got a collectivist nightmare. And now they're going to start confining us and moving us around and giving us bikes. And where do you think all this is going to end? Look at the debts that they've built up. This is all going to come crashing down around these collectivists. And you know what? They're going to be right there to put the chains back on us. You better wake up. This is a lot bigger than this little county that I'm in. This little Kershaw County with this little punk ass Julie Burns and a damn gang of three. This is a lot bigger than that. Sorry for the rant. Wake up. Jeff Maddox. Good day.